Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people. I have my voice back. Isn't that cool? Yeah, because I'm heard. I speak my truth, and I am heard. Well, I hope January and 2023 are getting off to a great start for you. Of course, we know that that's up to you, isn't it? And your creation. So I'm getting a lot of emails about, you know, Dee, I've been blah, 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 and then this happened. And why am I not creating what I want? Guys, that's not the way it works. If something comes along like laryngitis, that's your opportunity to find out what it is you need to balance so that you can expand yourself even more. Remember, this is an ongoing understanding of energy and freedom through our direction and our conscious creation. Okay. The second thing is, on the show today, they want me to ask, whatever you bring up, what creates this in everyone that shares this with you anywhere in the world? And to claim whatever we get to for all energy in all dimensions. So we will be doing that throughout the show today. Next webinar, January 25th, freeing yourself from the limitations of religion. I did this for the shift program, the big shift program that I'm doing right now, and it proved so invaluable. I really urge you to do this one if you can. And remember, and I do test it, that anyone that feels like they need financial assistance, we will take that into consideration so you can pay what you can. There has to be some kind of exchange because that's the way energy works. If you are called to do this at all, ask. Okay, I got an email about, am I doing Creation Station this year? And quite truthfully, I didn't know the answer because I hadn't gotten any or asked for any information regarding that. So yes, they're telling me we are definitely doing Creation Station, and it's going to be a complete breakdown of the training of how I do everything. It will be the weekend of June 23rd through 25th. It is not posted yet. Lauren doesn't even have this information because it came in late last night. Okay. So we're starting out with the core belief. I do not have permission to love who I am. Because when I did Jennifer McLean's predictions week, new material came in, and the channel said our biggest challenge, pretty much for everybody in the world, is breaking our own glass ceiling. So however far you've gone, go further. However big you've dreamed, dream bigger. Know it's possible. Okay? That is what we're supposed to do in 2023. So that means you start consciously stating that I am making this much money. I am creating this health. I am creating these relationships that support me in every way. I am this success that I've been working toward. I am there. That's our great challenge for this year. Now, when we do that, we truly experience ourselves as the God we are. Because we see magnificently how powerful we are in our own creation. So think right now about what you want and make it bigger. So if you said 150,000, make it 200. Going for that. And you know it's possible. Go to your love place. Feel, come on, feel the love about being the greatest you that you can be this year. The healthiest you. The most successful you. In every way. So, we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. That means all of our energy that exists anywhere, in any time and space, dimension, multiverse, anywhere. We're claiming this for all energy in all dimensions, that we break our glass ceiling and be the biggest us we can be in 2023. Oh, look, I made a rhyme. I'm so good. Okay, is there anything else? All right. I'll have Lauren post Creation Station sometime this week. All right, we are going to start with Miss Mary in South Carolina. Baby, you're on.
Hello there, my darling.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I got to tell you, I'm calling to just rave about how wonderful you are because your predictions think, you don't mind if I do that, do you?
No, no, be my guest.
Your prediction thing with Jennifer was just freaking off the charts. I just went back. I flew through, took notes, and was, I have to tell you, I was so excited just listening to you do it. You were just so in the channel. I loved it so much, and I wanted to tell you.
Well, thank you. We had some great questions come in, too.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So it's a community affair like this show is. Every week.
Exactly.
And there was some new information even added after our predictions show.
Right.
One of the big ones being this greatest challenge for everybody in 2023. But I can feel that. I can feel it within myself. I can feel the hesitation. I can feel the part of me that wants to pull back. And
yep.
Every time I redirect it, I can feel the surge of freedom. So just stay on it, guys. Stay on it.
Yeah.
Consciously.
That's
do you want, Mary? What do you want?
What I want is to just be healthy and happy. and then start playing with my writing some more. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Are you writing a book?
Right now I'm just writing short stories. And honestly, they're coming out to be the goofiest things I've ever seen, but they're funny.
Good. The world needs funny. And you know,
well, this was something that had been suggested to me some time back by Reed Tracy. And I said, yeah, I'll get someday. And then one day I just picked up the paper where I'd started and went, well, why not now? And some of the stuff that came out of the end of the pencil was really silly and funny. And I thought, well, I can do this. I can do this.
So, yeah, and you know, you can make a book of short stories.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, so you're going to complete that this year, right?
I am.
Okay, see, did you feel that little pause there? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That little pause that we all have subconsciously, right?
Yes.
I know I shared with you that moment with all of you when during Cujo when I came in and Chris said, we're going to make $500,000 this year.
Right.
And the poor little girl from Kansas went,
yep,
holy shit, and pulled way back.
I can't do that. Yep.
Now,
yep.
You know, we got to play big, guys. Spiritual people have to play big now. So
well, this
that,
is the year.
Yep, this is it. This is it. So we're claiming this for all energy and all dimensions. So they want me to ask, Mary, what's the biggest thing, that's the highest question, yes, that creates us pulling back? Well, the first thing that comes in is religion.
Absolutely. Religion.
Or old religious trainings. And you may not even know that they come from religion. You know, they can
just
come from society. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's definitely the biggest thing. And I don't even know where some of them come from. But all of a sudden they'll pop up and I'll go, oh, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah. And you know what?
And I'll honestly say that I don't remember having been taught that per se, but it's still there from somewhere.
And that could be another life. It could be another you. It could be in the future. It could be in the past. And you know what? It really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you notice it now and you redirect it.
Yeah, because I went through about a period of 2 weeks. Oh, the last couple of weeks before Christmas or right around that time where I went into this thing of fear about all kinds of stuff that I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And I really had to just pull everything I had together and do what we have learned how to do and do the work and sit back.
Yeah.
And it was very... I was very surprised.
So
I was
they're
very
saying
surprised.
What hit you was that old belief, well, wait a minute, I can't be God. I can't be this powerful.
Wow.
You know?
Is that what it was? Jeez.
But we are, well, and it presents itself in a lot of different ways. I'm too tired.
Yeah.
I don't have enough energy. Gosh,
right.
I really don't know what I want. I mean, it.
Yeah.
All those things are going, I can never, you know.
Yeah, my husband's sick, he needs me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dragging me down, yep.
Which
is
always your choice.
Yep.
Right. All right, thank you. That was a great start to the show, Miss Mary. I love you. Bye.
I love you back, baby.
And baby cake. if you're new to the show, I forget this because we've been doing the show now, Stephen tells me, for 12 years, you guys. If you want to raise your hand, press 1. If you already pressed it, don't press it again because I'll lose it. Harmony in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I am. It's been a few weeks since our private session, and I am seeing so many great things happening.
Woo-hoo!
So really, I'm so excited. Really, I just wanted to call in and make sure I'm doing everything right. And is there anything I need to tweak at this point?
There's one thing they're saying you need to align. That's weird. Okay, am I hearing this in the highest way? Yes. The joy of your power.
Mm.
Just every time you feel or see or acknowledge moving forward, just be conscious of going, woohoo and yippee, I'm doing it.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of an acknowledgement. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay. So it's not happenstance. It doesn't happen just because, you know, it's not luck. They want you to really acknowledge that you're creating this with a yippee or a woohoo. Okay?
I can do that. That's so
Otherwise,
exciting. I'm seeing so many.
Yeah, you're gangbusters, they're saying. Yep.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means you're creating really, really well.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Yes, I feel like I am. That's awesome.
So just keep it up, especially when we start receiving everything. That's when you want to continue creating consciously. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
All
awesome.
Right, baby.
Thank you so much.
For sharing
Thank
that.
You. Yes, I'm excited. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah, me too, baby Gates. All right, Phyllis, what's up, dude?
Hey, Dee. I'm in a pilot checklist mode, so I have two little quick testimonials. I have a question, but first of all, I just had my channel was streaming at me to give this message to Mary. First of all, I'm going to call her on saying I write just short stories, okay?
Yep.
No, yep. No doubt, because Alice Munro, Canadian short story writer, has made a living off of that. Anyway, I wanted to, what my channel was telling her is to submit her stories to QU magazine online.
Okay.
And they pay.
Okay, good. I get a
QU.
Yes on all that. Q?
Yes.
Can you spell it? Is it
just
a Q?
It's just the letter Q.
Okay.
And the letter U. It's Queen's University of Charlotte. It's a literary magazine, and they pay $100 a story, but it's a start, you know, and they need stories. If she's writing funny stories and she's channeling, by God, yes.
Yeah, and Mary, you should email me too, because I have a good friend, now that Phyllis brings this up, I have a good friend that gets a lot of her short stories published. So I'll get some information for you there too. Good, Phyllis. Thank you for opening that up.
Yeah. So quick testimonial. You asked me to call in about this. I contacted that nutrition. I found a nutritionist. I was having those gut issues, and he wasn't an MD. But my lesson is I need to trust that lit up, and it turned out he had a free consultation. And so you told me he will be able to tell you what is missing from your diet. And
uh-huh.
I swear to God, you told me direct him that way. So I did. So thank you. I did. And he told me, and it resonated. And we talked, and he talked endlessly. There was no rush to get off the phone, but he was just very, very kind, older gentleman, very knowledgeable about food and nutrition. And he's like, do that and give it 2 or 3 months. And then if it doesn't work, call me, and it worked. So
great.
I'm good. I'm
great.
Good.
And it was about a diet that you were on, right? That you'd been following.
Yeah, well, they went on the keto diet, and it was just like blew my mind. It was this clarity you get from eliminating all sugar. And I stopped eating bread and grains. But this nutritionist also said, well, you know, Ezekiel bread. You know, kind of like your doctor talked about the wheat in Italy and whatnot. How it's different.
Yeah, my doctor suggested Ezekiel bread also.
Yeah, so that's what I that's just what I added.
But and he also said that particular diet isn't meant to go on forever.
Yeah,
right?
I just didn't know that because there's people saying I've been on the carnivore for 15 years, but I realize a lot of these people are, I'm just going to say it, are married to their Hashimoto's or their diseases. That's what I get from looking at how they interact on Facebook.
Great. Thanks for that information. Tell us.
Yeah. Just one more quick testimonial, because I finally sat down before my weekend trip to San Diego and I wrote out from the beginning how it's going to go. I swear to God. It seems so elementary. So I thought, oh, my energy, I'll just send my energy there. It'll be great. I don't have to sit down. And I swear to God, I got there. I was at an event. I even had a guy, I was talking to this Mexican American guy who was selling things from Oaxaca with his wife. He even said to me, we started talking, he said to me, you know, you're a bright light. I was like, you've got to be kidding. That's the title of your book, right?
Yep, it is.
So thank you for that. The only thing I didn't do was I didn't say that in the flight attendants on Southwest will be really nice. No. So like, what's going on? But I think it's the time.
Well, they especially were under enormous stress. People were,
you know,
pissed off at Southwest, and it's not the attendant's fault, but they get on hostile and then they take it out on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I was on a flight this Christmas, and I chose the flight because they had screens at every seat. And and my screen didn't work. And I looked at her and I said, oh my God, just kill me now. And she looked at me and she said, oh, come on, Miss Wallace, you know, because they've got your name and what seat you're in. She said, oh, come on, Miss Wallace. There's so many people so much worse off than us and so many problems that are greater than not having your screen work. And I looked at her and started laughing and I said, wow, I teach this stuff. Thank you for reminding me what I teach. Just mirrored it right back to me. 5 minutes later, she came back and said, I have a seat a few rows back and it's empty and the screen works. Why don't you move back there? So I did. But if I'd gone into reaction, who knows? Who knows what would have happened?
Well,
so
what's funny is, go ahead.
Well, I did go into reaction, but I didn't stay in reaction. All right, go ahead, Phyllis.
No, I'm just saying what was funny. I love those things. Once you're kind of just tuned in, you go all these synchronous. I just happened to grab this little book I got at a thrift store, The Four Agreements, and I opened it up to the second agreement. It's like, don't take anything personally. And I just realized, okay, because there was some lady giving me a hard time too. I was like, and the guy next to me was like, all right.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it personally,
one.
React or respond. Yeah, so I just was reading that. It's just funny that I opened the book right to that. It's like, okay, this is what this is about. It was just
the
great.
Universe is talking to you all the time, guys.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Okay,
Quick question. I've already heard my channel is connected to your channel, and I've already heard you giving me tough love about it. It's like, here we go again. Okay, so I was out photographing in a club.
Yeah.
I was out photographing in a club, having a great time, and this guy in the band, after it was over, comes right up to me and just gets in my space. And it's one of the things where he's probably drunk or whatever. I keep moving back, and it's like, man, this is intense. And then there was another situation the past couple of days where I had this guy come walking up to me, you know, ignores him and is just touching me. And, you know, it's like, dude, I don't even know who you are. It's just one of those things where it's just, okay, what's going on with this? Yeah.
Well, Phyllis, why are you inviting that in? And
I know.
Well, okay, but let's just stop and pull way back and look at everything you've talked about. So it's about people not respecting you and your space.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing as the woman in the store that was giving you kind of a hard time, right?
The woman in the store? You mean on the plane? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on the plane.
Yeah.
Okay, and some guy that you mentioned. That's what they all have in common. And frankly, that's what I've worked with you on since we started working.
I know.
Well, okay. So you have to start feeling love around people, respecting you, your person, and your space.
To see a world
where that happens. To see people looking back at you going, wow, I respect her and I respect her space.
Yeah, that's what I got, that was. So I got aware there's still this belief, well, I'm going into a bar to shoot, great, all these drunk people are going to talk to me, can't wait.
Yeah.
Which
but
I'm, you know, I just don't want to, yeah.
That's a representation of people don't respect me and my space. So
yeah, okay. I got
we
it.
Are knowing that they do. We are knowing that we create that, and we are claiming that for all energy in all dimensions. And so it is, invoking the simple formula by the flame, golden light. We are divine. That's so it is. We all want that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
you. Bet. Thanks for bringing that in. Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Love
you. Bye-bye.
I can hear your channel going, hi, hi. That's funny. Lena, I know you've got some questions.
I do. How do I get, a lot of it was health-related, and I would like to get my health back on track. And I've got
okay,
an appointment.
Okay, so hold on, Lena. Mm-hmm. When you say I would like to get my health back on track, it goes right to no. So they're taking me to a core belief. This page. Yeah. See, guys, everybody listen to me. We cannot create ourselves as the healthy people that we wish to be if we don't know that that starts within us, that we are the gods of us that create that. So I've shared with you this issue of sciatica and stuff, and so I got to one thing, it cleared up, started to come back. There was another layer, got to that, cleared up. There was another layer this morning, which is what brought in the information, claimed this for all energy and all dimensions. So it's a process. It's an onion. We know because we've worked with it for so long. So, across the board, my beautiful Lena, across mm-hmm. the board of all your questions, you have to create it within you first. Guys, you have to be the frequency of health. Okay. That's really the first and only thing. Are you outside?
I'm driving actually.
Okay. Okay. All right. What's your next question?
Well, my next question is how exactly do I do that? I can write it.
Yeah, you know the answer. You know the answer to this. You've been to Creation Station. But there's something in you that refuses to live it, Lena. And I want to know, what is that within everyone that knows how to do it and doesn't do it? Hold on. Sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific. Because you don't think it's possible. Which brings us back to I can never be God. So for all of us to know that it's possible through the direction of energy to create ourselves in every way and create what we want. We claim this for all energy in all dimensions. Invoke the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. So, how you do it, guys, again, you know exactly what you want. You go down to your love place. You feel and connect what you want with your love place. You smile. You say, I am creating this right now and it feels like love. Woo! Come on, universe. Create this with me now. And then you take any action steps that you're called to take. That's it. In a nutshell, that's it.
Okay.
Okay. So, Lena, when I say you're eating the optimal way to create this health that you want, it goes to no. You're thinking in the optimal way to create what you want? No. You're knowing that you have the power to do this? No. So all of those things must be in alignment, because if you don't know it and you don't think you have the power, then you're not going to choose the right foods and the right thoughts that are going to create it for you. Do you understand?
I believe so.
Okay.
I've got some work to do.
Well, guys, I want you to look at this as a way of life. Not work to do like taking a test that's going to be over. This is a way of life that continually creates your life as you want it. And you have to live the principles. All right, baby? Boy, that was
okay.
So worth it, Lena. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We just wrapped that whole thing up there for everybody. Okay, Lee, what's up, baby cakes? What's going down?
Oh, well, you know, oh, holy goodness, let's just make it that, right? Like, it's like, okay, lift up. Okay, so I want to break the glass ceiling of words, like, and I want to really get to this core belief, I do not have permission to love who I am.
Yes.
And so, and the other thing was, I heard, did you remember the short story writer O. Henry?
Sure.
I heard Mary Obasi.
Boy, Mary, you're getting a lot of cheerleaders here, dude. Listen up. Oh, that's funny. All right. I want a specific question of what you want, Lee.
Okay. I want to create new systems and structures for young children in school.
Okay.
For the United States, that mirrors systems and structures that are already in place in many locations. But
okay.
To really make it real, it's like it's
the
not real
yet.
The
thing that's in your way is you think it's too big for you to do.
Yes, that's very true.
Okay, well, so can you create it while you're thinking it's too big for me to create it?
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. You can't hold the belief, this is too big for me to create. This isn't possible for me to create. I don't know enough people in the education industry. I don't know where to begin to get this out, to get this implemented into the whole country. I don't know. Okay. So you have to start directing yourself. I do know, and I'm led to the right people, and they understand exactly what I want to do. And I'm seeing a world and people looking back at me going, oh, my God, she's got something here, listening and implementing these ideas. But right now you're not seeing a world where you can do that in. You know you want to do it. But those three pillars, guys, they always have to be in place. Do you see a world where it's possible? And do you see people looking back at you going, wow, she's got something there. I want her. That's
okay.
How I created the three TV shows that I did last year.
Okay.
That's exactly how I created them. And now, in 2023, continuing creating that in bigger ways. Bigger shows, bigger parts, bigger directors, bigger projects. Because, you see, I know I can create it. I already have. Now
right.
I want to create it bigger. So it's seeing a world where it's possibly.
Okay. Yep.
So we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. And so it is. Do I need? No, I don't. Okay. Thank you, Lee. Go get him, baby.
Thank you.
You've got awesome. Look how much you have created since you attended the first creation station. Dear God,
yeah.
Women, look how
yeah.
much you know, I want
yeah.
you all to stop and take stock of how far you've come and acknowledge yourself. So important to acknowledge yourself. Because most of us go, yeah, but there's still. No, I want you to relish in the acknowledgement of how far you've come. All right. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Love you. All right. Let's go to Jennifer in Houston. Hi, babe. You're on.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
You too.
Having listened to all this, maybe you have a different question, but my original question was, I have managed to make it to Houston out of Louisiana. A lot has changed in the past 9 months, so that's awesome. That's really great. I have one lingering thing, which I so far have not managed to resolve, so I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on it. I rented a house for only about 8 weeks between selling my house and moving to Houston. And the woman has accused me of all sorts of things. And so she still hasn't returned my security deposit, which was in the thousands of dollars range. And I have tried, as far as I can see, absolutely everything. And nothing's working.
Okay, I'm going back.
Any insight?
Yeah, I'm going back to Phyllis. That my personhood and my space, my personal space is respected. Now they want to tweak that a little for you, Sheets. But give me a song, babe, any song that pops in.
Believe it or not, Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
Okay. can you see people? Okay, go down into your love place and then invite in your fun place. Where do you have the most fun? Did you find it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So feel the love and the fun. It's the fun around being respected. Because right now for you, it's very serious. And you, first of all, when I say you have directed that money to be returned to you, I get a no, because you subconsciously expect not to be respected, especially they're saying financially. So feel into the fun of getting all that money back.
Okay.
Because when I say any of the things that she's accusing you of are true, it goes to no. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. No, haven't done any of them, but she's going to make me pay for them. The way it is, right?
Well, see your words?
Yep.
I haven't done anything, but she's going to make me pay for them. That is a direction to the universe to make it a fait accompli. Okay? Start seeing all that money coming back and you just jumping up and down and going, yippee, it came back to me, without any agenda. Okay? She's not even involved in it. All right. Let me know.
With this, I also noticed at work, I seem to be, now that you're saying go big, this year, it seems like I'm focusing on tiny things, and this actually does qualify as a tiny thing. Is that true? Okay.
That's true. Yep. But a lot of tiny things can create big things. Be very clear about how far and how big you want to go this year, everybody. Okay?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Kirk, well, you know what? I'll come back to you, Kirk, I promise. Barbara in Arizona. I think maybe you're are you a first timer, baby?
I am, Dean. You're coming out in the new year swinging for the fences. Wow.
Yes, we are. What can I answer for you?
Okay. I'm being called, you know, for the last year to just get rid of everything from the old. And I want to be the happiest, healthiest, living in a beautiful new home for me that I pay cash for, and I'm claiming for all dimensions and all time. My lease is up at the end of this month, and I have no place to go. And I was trying to sign up on Alignable for this big, beautiful house over in the town of an hour and a half away that was a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, but I thought, I don't need this big house just for myself, but it was so luxurious, it was bright and cheerful, and I thought, the money's right to do it for me to jumpstart myself, but then I caught myself saying I didn't do that, and I was catching myself all the way along, and Annabelle was asking me to prove myself who I was. So I sent my driver's license, which Arizona's driver's license are weird ones that are not federally approved, and my passport, and a selfie. And I realized between my passport picture in 2020 and now with my selfie, I've aged horribly. And I'm going, what the hell? But I feel better. So,
okay,
the question?
Yes.
What do I need to do to make this happen for me to have a roof over my head that is lovely, beautiful, and uplifting to continue on unwinding myself as the powerful creator I am?
You have to love yourself enough to know that you're giving it to yourself.
Love myself. Okay.
Those of you that are doing the morning breathing exercise, which I hope is everybody, I want you to add at the end of it now, and I love myself so much that I give all of this to me now. That's what it is. You see, I look at my picture and I've aged so horribly, but I'm a lot happier. But You know, if there's any butts in there, Barbara, you're going down the wrong tubes.
Okay. Great. I listened to Jennifer's program, and what would be the best thing to buy as far as your stuff? I have my private with you at the end of this month. But
oh, great.
To help me shift right now, which is the best thing from joining Jennifer's group?
Any of the programs on self-love, Barbara.
Self-love, thank you.
Yep, you bet. And, you know, guys, it all starts with that. Everything starts with self-love. If you want an easy question for everybody, an easy answer, go to self-love. Start creating more self-love and the feeling of self-love for yourself. All right. Well, welcome, Barbara. We're thrilled to have you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was right on target.
Thank you. All right. We'll see you next week. And we are claiming for all energy and all dimensions. I love myself to the max. All right, Kirk. What's up, dude?
Yeah, you hit it on the self-love, so that was a really important thing.
Yep, for you too, for me too.
I've got a really big acting goal for the year, carried over from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been experiencing the feelings of it being challenging to do my morning exercise the last few days, my regular writing. And
that's because you're breaking through to a bigger you, and your little boy keeps going, oh no, be too tired, don't want to do it anymore. Look, as soon as I established this ceiling and got this information, I've noticed the same thing about the morning exercise. And whenever I have a thought, I could skip it today, or I go, Dee, you know, this is what creates your life. So get your butt in there and do it. And I just go do it. I just do it. It's like Nike, just do it. And that's what it's about, Kirk.
I just had quite the incredible full body, out of body, interdimensional release just now. Seriously.
Well, good. That's what we all want.
It answers all my other questions.
Yes, it does.
You tell me if we have time for a 1 minute story about Christmas. If not, we'll do it
quickly.
Genevieve wanted me to join her and her family down in Georgia on Christmas for that week, and I wasn't available because I was working in a gallery the night before. I finished packing Christmas Eve at 11:56 p.m., and at 11:59, my flight was canceled. Rebooking was virtually impossible after that big storm, and I knew there was only one way to make it happen. And so I packed my car, and at 2:50 a.m., all of my road experience with my art competitions and traveling distances came into play.
Yeah.
And the 6-year-old in me that is friends with the 6-year-old in Genevieve put wooden blocks on my feet, and I drove 900 miles to arrive in time for Christmas dinner.
Wow. Pretty miraculous, huh?
Yeah. And then so we canceled our return flights and drove back on the 27th to the 28th. And sure enough, we looked back, and the flights back would have been canceled.
Well,
so,
mysterious ways, see.
Yeah.
You knew what you wanted. You created it. Sometimes it gets created, oftentimes actually, it gets created not in the way we expect or envision. Usually better, quite frankly.
It was.
So, but good. That's a good story, Kirk. All right, baby.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. All right, guys, for everything that came in on this show, we are claiming breaking through and breaking our glass ceiling and being the biggest us we can be this year. Go to your love place. Feel it. Feel the excitement. Feels like fear. Just know it's really your little child being excited for the first time, knowing that they can get there. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Woo! I love me. Ah! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.